Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, it definitely was a fascinating week on Wall Street as the Fed and other world policymakers battled against strong labor reports. The Dow finished the week down off a little bit, off 0.2%. S&P 500 up 1.6%. Year-to-date, S&P were up 7.7%. You may want to write some of these down. NASDAQ's up 14.7%. And the MSCI EAFE Index International, 8.5% positive for the year. Now, the NASDAQ finished the week up 3.3% and the MSCI up 1.2%. So from an equity standpoint, we're at some pretty hollow ground, I would say. We'll get to that in a minute. 10-year Treasury down 0.4%. For the week, it was flat. Oil dropped 8% for the week, down $73.23 a barrel. For the year, we're off about 8.5%. And bonds are still looking pretty good, up 4.2% year to date, down slightly with all the data that came out. So I know this has been a very interesting week, and a lot of people have been asking a lot of questions. So what does it all mean? Well, let me decipher some of the things that happened this past week, because it was a pretty big week. And I'm going to start with the labor report, because that's really what I think we need to be paying attention to more than what the Fed's saying. And I'll explain that in a minute. So yesterday, Friday, we had the economic report on the employment. And for January, we saw 517,000 jobs added. That was double what the consensus was saying. So it looks like labor is not slowing down. In fact, it's getting a lot worse. And the unemployment rate dropped to 3.4%. Now, that's the last time we saw any sort of unemployment like that was 1969. Markets reacted immediately to that, and the S&P 500 was off over 1%. So many of the gains from the week started to evaporate pretty quickly. And so a lot of people started saying, hey, what's going to happen next? Is the Fed going to be forced to continue to raise rates and hurt the stock market and really put a damper on the party that seems to have started so far this year? Well, what's the short answer? I think it's going to depend. And I think that they're going to raise rates more than most people think. And so I'm just going to tell you right out the gate here, expect volatility. That's what I keep saying. And you haven't seen it yet, but it's coming. So let's back up a little bit. We'll go back to Wednesday, which looked pretty good. We had Chairman Powell speaking for the Fed, and he said that they were going to raise rates a quarter point, which they did. And we've been talking about that for a while. He did that on February 1st. We know they're going to get back together again in March. And so I expect they'll probably raise again in March based on what we just saw yesterday. So through the tone of his speech, it appeared that they were starting to take their foot off the brake, because right now they're on the brake, they're trying to slow things down. And it sounded like from his speech that they were getting less hawkish, the Fed now. And everything was looking pretty good. And that's why the market was rallying Wednesday and Thursday. It's why we saw what we saw. And then Friday, the jobs report came out. The most important figure that I focused on in that jobs report yesterday, and I think going forward that we have to think about, is wages. That's really what we're going to have to keep our eye on, because what happened in the report from Friday was that the average hourly wage growth of what you're paying people in January went down a little bit. It went down about 0.4%. You may say, well, so what? Well, that's a good sign. As long as labor prices start to go down, that means that the Fed's policies are working. The interest rate rising is working. It's actually starting to slow things down, maybe slower than we'd like to see. And that's the answer to the problem. In other words, we went from 4.8% in December to 4.4% in January. With higher interest rates, higher costs to run your business, that just means there's less to spread around. There's going to be less money to pay people, which means wages will start to continue to deteriorate. And as that happens, the market will slow down, just a matter of fact. So what I'm trying to say is this is going to be longer than everybody thinks. It's not going to be as easy and as fast as many would hope. And so the key is going to be this moderation in wages, and that's what we got to keep looking at. Now, consumers are still out there. Economy's still moving ahead. Unemployment obviously still looking pretty good. But I'm still not saying that the recession's not going to happen. And I think that if you look on the numbers that we're seeing and the slowdown that's coming, I am expecting a recession. I think it's going to be milder than a lot of people think. But your stock prices, you know, expect some downward. And we'll get into that in a minute as far as what I'm seeing and what I think as far as numbers go. But that's why I started at the beginning saying, look at your year-to-date returns. They're not so bad. And maybe it's time to do something about that. Now, what about in Europe? Because Europe, like we said at the top, had a pretty good year-to-date so far. You know, the EFI's up 8.5%. It's not bad. And if you look at the ECB, European Community Bank, which is their Fed, and you got the Bank of England now because Brexit, right? So Bank of England's in control of England. And you look at their two banks, they've been following ours. They've been raising rates like we have to sort of slow down what was going on there. Very similar sort of dialogue. And so when you have this world economy, you got to pay attention to both markets. And we saw some surprises because for the past several months, the dollar has been declining against the euro, the pound against the yen. And this was on the idea that the Fed were going to transition from most of these hawkish major global central banks being more hawkish. And that sentiment was challenged on Thursday. Well, how? Well, the ECB and the Bank of England came out and they said, we're going to raise rates 50 basis points, like we said. Okay, great. But then the Bank of England said, this is it. We may not do it anymore. We could be done. And that was a surprise. And you also had the ECB saying something very similar, which was, you know, we're going to think about it as well, too. It's working, but we may start to back off as well. So from a stock and bond standpoint, that churn, if you will, the positive correlation that's happening between the euro dollar or just the euro, right? Euro versus dollar, just what's going on with that as rates are lowering in the U.S., the dollar's not as powerful against other currencies as it used to be. So that's going to be a benefit to their currency. It's called it's a extra currency boost. That could help our stock prices. But again, these are battles that are going on between European markets and U.S. markets as currencies start to fluctuate based on what's going on in policy. So that's why you're seeing sort of this unknown of what's going to happen. It's just sort of a battle between these two areas, like a football game, right? The ball's moving back and forth. We're trying to see where it's going to land and what might happen. Maybe you get a bad call. We'll talk more about that. Anyway, so the German Bund, which is a lot like our Treasury, get this, it dropped pretty hard on that news on Thursday. It went from 2.29% down to 2.07%. This was the largest single day drop we've seen in a very established European country drop since 2011. Think about that. It was pretty significant, and that happened in one day. So this tide is turning, and it could propel stocks higher or lower. It just really depends. Well, what does that mean? You've got to set yourself the limits we talk about. And so on the S&P 500, I know we closed at 4136. The resistance now on the upside is 41.99. Even though you get companies like Meta reporting good earnings and you have some like Snap not, you see this continued deterioration in some companies, and that's going to affect the markets. So if you're, you know, one of these technical people, 41.99 is your next threshold. If we pass through that, I'm looking at 43.05. If we drop below 4002, expect 3899. What about past that? Well, 3800. So I've raised from the 34 level, but I think through the recession, through the pain, this is going to drag on for a while. I just want you to know that it's not going to be over fast. I think that's where the market's got it wrong. I don't think we're going to end this year with much lower rates. I don't think that's going to happen. You're going to see the Fed continue to just, you know, slowly come off the brake. And let the whole economy turn. It's this, if you drive cars, you know what I'm talking about. It's called threshold braking. And that's the technique I think the Fed is using right now. And it's working a little bit, but patience. You know, it's all about patience.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.